Thank you for the compliment. If I have the lion's heart, then why my name is rabbit? Coelho means in Portuguese rabbit. How can a rabbit have a lion's heart? Anyway, because I am mixing up with all the lions, that's why I have a lion's heart. It's nice to be here. I just want to know how many people are there from Vaishnav Church. Please stand. Are they all rest are raptured? Okay, please sit down. Now, there's one thing I want to tell you. It's my request as an elderly person that we should be present in the church before the worship starts. You know why? The worship is part of the main service. There's half portion of the worship is included in the whole service. And why should we come to the church early before the worship service? I mean, if you are knowledgeable in preparing a cake, Vaishnav people, please raise your hand. You can, okay. What do you do with the batter? How do you start? No. After mixing up the batter, before you put in the micro or whatever it is, what do? You heat up the oven for 10-15 minutes. Isn't it? Then why you need to heat up the oven? So that fermented batter will not go flat. It'll remain fluffy and give a wonderful cake. So also the service. You come to service before the worship time in order to warm up your heart. So the rich person will receive the truth of the true word of God of grace, enters in your heart, which is a logo, and becomes a rhema for your life. That's the reason why you need to come to church early. Pastor doesn't make a church. Pastor with you all make a church. Pastor is a shepherd. We all are the sheep. Pastor's duty is only to guide you, to protect you, to lead you, and encourage you to remain in the Word of God. That's what pastor's duty. To increase the number in the church or outreaches is your responsibility, along with the pastor. So don't put the blame on the pastor for not increasing the numbers in the church. Blame yourself. Okay. Now I just want to tell you something. You may have heard it before from Pastor Shala. A lady told the pastor, "Pastor, I want to marry 4 different people in my life." Not this, Pastor Arun's wife. So pastor said, "Why? No. Who are the 4 different people?" Said, "One, a businessman. Then a film director. Third, what do you call the parlor? Funeral parlor director, and 4th, a pastor." "So why do you want to marry all these 4 different people?" The lady said, "One for money, 2 for the show, 3 for to get ready, 4 to go." So now I want to come to the pain point. The dangers facing the believer from the lack of assurance. You know what happens to a new believer, when he is not sure of the security of his salvation in the Lord, he wavers in faith. That's the time that Satan and the demonic influences take over. And they say, "No, you have committed an unpardonable sin. There's no way you can get to heaven." Which is very wrong. A saved sinner is always saved. Nothing can change the person's life. No matter how many sins he commits, he may murder his own wife or his father, but still he'll get to heaven. But he'll lose his rewards. But he'll never lose his salvation. So having said that, when you commit a sin, a believer, we are in a dim fog, poor visibility. We don't know where we are and who we are in Christ. That reminds me to tell you that two sailors got off at the London show and went to a pub for a drink. They drank and drank till the wee hours in the morning. At last they came out in the middle of the road, and it was such a thick fog, you could not see them, each other. They said, "Where are we?" Each other looked at each other, they couldn't see each other. The fog was so thick. Suddenly they saw a blurred vision coming towards them. When the vision came closer and closer, they saw a senior naval officer. So they asked, "Sir, can you tell me where we are?" The senior officer looked at them sternly, like a military officer. "Do you know who I am?" "Oh my gosh," said the two guys. "First, we don't know where we are, and this guy doesn't know who he is." See, this is what happens in a believer's life when he sins. They don't know where they are and who they are in Christ. So what we need to know is, we are secure in the palms of Christ's hand. None can pluck us out. That's what it says. And it's very true. Because here is the living witness. I died how many times, I don't know. Pastor Arul knows. And I'm still alive. Why, maybe this is my last visit to Vizag. I don't know. But I know I'll be waiting for you up there with welcome hands. Now, I want to ask you, what is demonic influence in a believer? It says, it's an action of demonic powers working to corrupt a person. And this influence may be of various severity depending upon the resistance a believer is willing to offer against the satanic and the demonic forces. James 4:7. If the believer fails to stand against the wiles of the devil, Ephesians 6:11, and yields to his pressure, the enemy takes over the place allotted to him. The Satan and demons work on only one principle. We'll go as far as we are permitted to go. Never further. Because God has put a boundary line. You do not cross beyond. So it's all up to the believer to limit their entry into their life. But how can they limit the entry? Through the truth of the word of the grace, word of grace, preached by your pastor. You take it, the logo which he preaches, and make a rhema in your heart, then nothing can enter your life. No demonic forces, no demonic power can disturb your spiritual life. And that's very true. Now, when an evil spirit is allowed to operate in your life unchecked, upon your mind, your will, and the emotion, there is three parts of the five parts of the soul, then what happens? Demonic spirits, they're like shanty dwellers, apartment dwellers. When they find a vacant place, suddenly come and occupy the place and try to push out all others out to occupy the whole system. And they will occupy all of five parts of the soul and make us immune to the word of God. And, I mean, prone to receive the demonic influences. Then what happens? The appetites of the flesh become stronger and stronger, and the resistance to the evil forces become weaker and weaker. That's why the word of the truth of the word of the grace of God is very important in our life. I'm not an exponent in these biblical studies, but what I have learned from past experience, unless you have the solid food, you can never have any liquid by itself. You need the liquid as well as the solid food together to make it sumptuous nutrient to your body. Okay? Now, to finish it, I'll start with one more humor, which may I've heard of. It's about this. Do I remember? I don't think I remember. Come on, where are you? Let us not let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for gathering this Bangalore church, Father, Lord, here in Vizag, Father. Let meet these lovely people, Father, and be in union with them, Lord. Bless us. Nourish us, Lord, with the rest of the portion of your life. Make us a gala dinner, Father. A sumptuous meal, Father, for our soul, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.